Let's continue with that. And if you have any prayers to pray in line with this, or you have any testimonies to give, let's do that. Let's continue to worship Jesus and pray. Yeah. But first, let's just pray this point, and then we can move into testimonies and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I praise God for his faithfulness. Last night we had, they were having a service for my uncle Dwight, who passed away in a car accident last week. And it was just good to see so many family there, and two of my aunts who couldn't be there, who were kind of far away from that place. They joined with me online, and my sister and my other aunt showed us on their phone, and we got to see him and see everyone and join the service. And my aunt, Jean, it was good to see her just really preach God's faithfulness and his love, that he is with him now, and she's excited for what he gets to see in God's presence. And I'm just thankful for, yeah, the way God works through family, the way he blessed my mom and the family he put her in. And thankful for the life of my uncle, and also that we could just share that together. And I pray that it was a blessing to many. So thanks for praying for me and for my family.
Yeah, you know, the death of a saint, as we are called, or as a Christian, is a precious thing, because we move into, you know, enjoying eternity with God in his presence forever and ever. What an amazing thing. We don't even know what that looks like, but certainly better than anything we have experienced on this planet. But I'd like to pray in line with what Andrew shared, and that is for blessing on the future generations. You know, we are where we are because a generation before us prayed for us. Somewhere people were praying for us, to preserve us, to for our spiritual growth, for our well-being, for our marriages, for our children, is it not? And for a lot of us, it has been Christian parents who kept praying for us. So let us pray together for the next generation. And we've got the next generation here with us, which is starting with as small as Sandra's baby to, you know, I would say everybody in the 20s, up to the 20s, are all the future generation. The ones in the 30s and 40s are somewhere in between, you know, but the baton really gets handed over to the 30s and the 40s first. But let's pray for these, okay, 30 and below. Will you join me in praying?
Yes.
Yeah. Father, we pray blessing upon this generation, that they will not just stand on our shoulders, but just stand and leap ahead and go far beyond things that we have had to learn in our 40s and 50s, that they may have the privilege of learning and knowing, Lord, in their teens and in their 20s and even younger, for those who are younger, that they will have such a deep revelation of who you are and who they are in you, Jesus, that greater things shall be done by this generation to come. And in their lifetime, and hopefully in ours as well, we will see great revivals and great moves of God, Lord, through their hands and through everything that you desire to accomplish through them. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Any testimonies? Does anyone want to share something? The goodness of God? I'll go first. Very small testimony. One of my clients owed me around a good amount of money and hadn't paid for 3 months, and it was becoming a little irritating because I had to pay my exam fees and stuff, but thank God that most of the money came yesterday, so I'm happy that it finally came. I'm looking forward to the subsequent payment, but thank you, Jesus, that you always provide at the right time.
I want to thank God that Elias and me were very sick, and we're much better today. And even though there's a little cough, but still I can see that how we were like in a real bad state, and I was feeling so down, even spiritually. I was like, what's happening? But I really thank God that he gave me good support, where people were praying for me, and everyone, whoever was there around me, encouraged me. And today I know I'm well because of God.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. It's been a long time that I was able to join the Sunday service, and it's I'm really happy. I've been praying that God helps me to settle down, establish a routine with very less support of family really at home. But I just want to share, you know, God's goodness and faithfulness, as we were singing, that his faithfulness is great, and it's always there. It's always, I mean, that's something that, you know, is really a testimony. It's not about the things that happen, but it's about his faithfulness that you know, we get to witness at every single point in time. So I wanted to share this that, you know, at my workplace, basically I moved to a new function. You know, I've played multiple roles, been in this organization for 18 years now. And so I like to keep moving, and, you know, basis God's guidance. And I moved to marketing function about 2.5 years ago. Completely new. There was nothing that I knew about marketing, honestly. I came from a background of operations, quality, training, and all of that. Nothing about marketing. And, you know, one thing is that when we really ask for wisdom, God provides it. It may not come in the way that we want it to come, but it just comes. And I want to thank God that every time I have asked him for wisdom, you know, in the areas that I have not known, I've not had understanding, knowledge, any experience, whenever I've opened my mouth, he's given me words to speak. And they always made sense to everyone else in the room except me. I didn't know why I said what I said, but that is purely from God. Even the last year has been so difficult. You know, of course, the pandemic was there. But despite that, I think God blessed me. You know, I conceived, though I had complications, the pandemic, in a sense, proved again to be a blessing, because I could stay home. I didn't have to commute and travel and have more physical exertion. So I think it was God's best timing for me to, be pregnant at that time and be at home. So despite all the complications, I was really not able to give my 100% at work. But whatever I did, I leaned and depended completely on God. And again, he was faithful. And just about 2 days ago, I, got a letter that I have been promoted. And, you know, I wasn't completely expecting this, because I was not even there for half of the year, to be honest. And the rest of the half that I was there, I was not even giving my 100%. So I know fully that it's not me who deserves it. It is God's favor upon me, his promise, which says, and his word, which says that he is the one who lifts us up. And, you know, it's such an amazing feeling of it's not the promotion really that made me happy. It's the fact that God really loves his people. He is so true to his word and faithful at every single time. I remember making this prayer last year, saying that, God, I really deserve and I want to be promoted. And I'd worked very hard the previous year, but nothing came through. So I really want to thank God, and I want to thank each one of you who's been praying for me through that entire year of pregnancy, delivery, even after the baby was born until now. Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone. I also want to share a testimony regarding God's favor and wisdom and goodness in my life. So in 2015, I started my PhD, and after 5 long years, last month, in the month of July, I finally had my PhD viva, and I was awarded my degree. And I just want to share a little bit, not everything in detail. Through the 5 years, God, I was faced with many challenges, but God always set me through, you know, he got me through it, and always at a higher level. And especially for my Viva, I was, in the Viva, there is two parts. One is where you present, and second is question answer. You are asked question by any and everyone in the audience. Usually the audience includes people who are scientists and big, you know, big people, learned, high up in their field. So I was very anxious for that second part. Because the presentation I can prepare, but what questions will come, I didn't know. Nobody would know. So I was getting anxious about it, and I was worried that if I don't know the answer to a question, what will I say? You just can't, you know, put it aside. So, but God really, he knew my concerns, and he's so faithful that he prepared me for each and every question that came in my Viva. Thank you everyone for wishes. So every question, like I had a good 45 minute to 1 hour discussion. In that, whatever questions came, God had prepared me for them in the week previous to my Viva. Every area from which the questions came, God had, you know, put it in my mind through various ways to read and prepare in those areas. So I want to share, I want to share this. I want to thank him for being the God, you know, who just takes away the uncertainty. He really knows the future, and he has best in store for us. Amen. So although we always keep saying this, yes, God created God, time, God is beyond time. But this time I really experienced it, and in a personal manner, that he really knows what's ahead in our life. So I want to thank him. I want to thank every member of Word of Grace who've been praying for me, especially my gym group and the whole of North gym group, I had put it. And sorry, I could not put it in the South gym group and missed. But I want to thank every member for praying for me. Thank you so much. And praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. What wonderful testimonies we've been having. Is there anyone else who has any testimonies? Very quickly,
yeah,
we can.
Andrew, and I would like to share.
Go for
it. I just want to share of God's faithfulness. Many of you already may know what I want to share. So this week, I was very surprised that one of the social media, articles had my business covered. So among one of the famous home chefs, they had added my name too. So I was very surprised, and I just want to give all glory only to Jesus, because it's not by my strength or my might. It is just because of him that my name reflected over there. Because I don't know, like if I think to contemplate how on earth did my name even get over there, I have no clue how my name got there. It is just Jesus and Jesus alone. So I just want to thank him for his faithfulness and his goodness over my life. Thank you everyone for praying and for supporting. And yes, I also want to thank each and every church member. The church has been a huge, huge, huge support. Like Nawaz says, you know, it's community in action. When I started off, if it was not for the church to keep ordering for me, I would not be boosted and encouraged, and I would not gain that confidence. So the church has been a huge support. Even if people have not ordered, they have passed on the word, and I have got new customers through that. And it's been a huge encouragement and support. The whole family has been very encouraging and supporting. Thank you, everyone.
Hi, good morning, everyone, and happy new month. What I have to say is, like, past 1 week we suddenly had a break and went to native, and had, I felt like very refreshing time after a long time, like to slow down and get more present and get to know what's happening over there, many things within my family. And even I want to tell a prayer request also for my family, mostly from Hindu background, so but many, most of them went backslide, and that was like so difficult for us, and we were praying for them. You also please keep them in prayers. But I felt the whole week was very refreshing and rejuvenating, and come back and take to plan this next month. That's all I want to say, and thank God for giving that break.
Yes, in the reason that we went to our hometown was for, to settle a dispute of property, but the property was from my great grandfather, and it's like we are the generation of him, and we are able to at least somehow enjoy it. So it is in coming in line with what we've been praying about, praying for future generations. So it is a practical example of what, how important praying for a generation or you know, protecting a whole generation is. That's what we wanted to share.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, Andrew. I'd like to quickly share one small.
Okay.
I just want to share that I've been. I got admitted for a master's program at Symbiosis. I'll like from tomorrow. I'll be joining classes for MSc in economics, and I've been praying for some direction for some time. You know, with job and also. Good thing that happened was I got shifted to another project earlier my time was from 12, but because this project is like in line with some US folks, so they shifted my timing. Now I'll be joining from 4 p.m. so I'll be able to do both things, like the studies and the work as well at the same time, and it's all going to be online, so I don't have to like leave or go anywhere. So I'm really thankful to God for all the arrangements that happened, and all of them happened so quickly and like one by one. So I'm really thankful to Jesus for all his provision.